Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said.
The papers say it's doomsday. The button has been pressed. We're gonna nuke each other up, boys. To old Satan sends a press. And here it is, our final night alive. As the earth burns to
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Sean Money
and
DJ JJ.
DJ JJ, our guest, and he's a regular that comes to Clubhouse here. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, it's pretty much a community center, but better because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, 455 Main Street in Catskill. And would you like to tell them what we're about?
Yes. So,
I forgot.
Aw, that's okay. We will be right back after some news and weather, but if you don't, it's, well, like, we got some.
Technically.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
We don't have news
so
and weather.
So true.
We have the whole hour to you
guys. So, that's so true.
All just our
but,
people
yeah, I'll help you expand on what Clubhouse is. So, like, what's your favorite thing to do when you're here?
Tracks.
See, so Trax is a music program we have. Every Wednesday we set up to perform quarterly every year, so like 4 times a year. And with music performances, we teach kids how to play instruments. It's, what's it called? Spoken word poetry, if you want that. Art. And that's not even the, like, the tip of the iceberg to what Clubhouse has to offer. On top of that, we also do radio every Friday, as you are quite aware. You're listening right now.
Yeah.
Every Monday, we do harm reduction. We do field trips, too, and that is pretty much just like a school field trip. You have to get your parents' consent on a little consent form. Like, is that what this is called?
Consent forms?
Yeah. Consent form. Unless you're 18 or older, then you can just sign it yourself. And the age range is 12 to 18. But if you're a little bit older or a little bit younger, that's fine. We just need you to talk to staff a little bit, just so we can accommodate the place a little better. Because we just don't want little 5-year-old Tony next to little big 17-year-old Shaquille.
Shaquille. Inside joke.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, just so we can make that environment a little better. Because, like, the social life of a 17-year-old is a lot different than a social life of a 9-year-old.
That is very true.
17-year-olds be doing stuff we can't say on air, and then 9-year-olds be eating cookies and be drinking
and
juice
Cheerios
boxes.
And Cheerios and running outside. Like, come on.
Hey, don't we let you play outside at Clubhouse? That sounds like we're locking them up, God. We're not locking the kids up, guys. We
They run around, play around.
Yeah, let me elaborate on that. Let me explain. We give them equipment. So, like, we got footballs, we got basketballs, we got a basketball hoop. We go
to the
YMCA.
They run outside, yeah.
Away from cars and drugs.
And vehicles.
Yeah, away from cars and drugs. That's pretty much our motto. You won't get hit by a car. And you won't be exposed to drugs.
You want to know why? Because you're listening to
Clubhouse
Radio.
Broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre at Catskill Hudson. And our show today, you know, we got so focused on the introduction, it almost slipped my mind, is going to be the greatest of all time. So we're going to be talking about our favorite of a bunch of things. Okay. Music, songs, athletes, video games. But we will do that right after the song break. And we will be playing
At the Disco.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words.
I love you too.
What a beautiful wedding. What a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame. What a shame the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of? Closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of voice and rationality. I chime in. Haven't you people ever heard of? Closing a damn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of. Well, in fact, we'll all look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved.
Yeah, a little under the weather. Yeah, all right, here we go. First, I'm a shredder. Burst like I had a personal vendetta. Words come together like birds of a feather. So I need a walker like Herschel. I'm better than all of you f***ing little twerps put together. But I'm not trying to be controversial. I'd rather talk about with a purpose that matters. Like who had the second best verse on Forever. Now I got a riddle. One condition, you mustn't laugh.
Okay.
What is the opposite of Benzino?
What?
A giraffe. Go with his neck high.
the fuck is that? How can I go with something he doesn't have? Arms so short he can't even touch his hands. When they're above his head doing jumping jacks. Sorry, I don't mean to upset you, Ben. When I talk about all the debt you in, I hear that you've been creeping on the low. In them cheap hotels that they catch you in. Jesus Christ, dog, when you said you 10, never guessed you meant at the Red Wolf Inn. In a room with one single bed to mend. Shady man, you can. Yes, you can. Well, I guess then I regret to inform you hate to spoil a day. But this doesn't bring me no joy to say. Guess that coiler rake beats in the toilet, eh? Yeah. Damage due to flows, collateral, I suppose. Got pointed like mine in Sandra Bullock's nose. Yeah, them bullet holes, have you full of those. You'll catch a stray like animal control. Plan a funeral, I'ma probably have to plan a funeral. Logical exams, once again, it is off into the padded room I go. Right toward the upside. Lum at a psych ward because I strangled you with a mic cord. Because my skin mind's more than I'm on my Pegasus, my high horse, and I'm fly. I soar like a sty. You probably feel like you're gonna die. Cause you're in my morgue and you're tight up like a tight score. And that's why I'm back with Cole Bennett. And I've been it, the level J. Cole Bennett. It's aftermath that I ride forward till I die.
Well, no, I don't. I swear you're not. Your mic is on and everything. I promise. It's on right now, I promise. But anyways, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXC Broadcasting, Acre, Catskill,
and Hudson.
I'm your lovely sound engineer, DJ Somebody. Also, I'm with
DJ Cola and
DJ JJ.
And today we chillin', we livin', we vibin', and we killin' in a metaphorical sense because killing is wrong unless it's a mosquito.
Yeah.
We hate mosquitoes.
Or flies. Or insects.
Yeah. I mean, spiders are cool because they eat mosquitoes.
Technically,
the enemy of the enemy is my
friend. Oh, yeah, that is true.
But like I said, we are Clubhouse, and if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we are a drop-in center, which is like a community center, but better because we're funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We're located 455 A Main Street, and we are open from 2 to 7 p.m. on weekdays, and it's 12 to 18, but we get leeway. We just want to talk to staff a bit first, you know, make sure you're not, like, a murderer, pretty much. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the only thing we discriminate against here.
Murders?
Yeah, murderers. Yeah. Active murderers. Like, if you're out murdering people, I don't think you can come to Clubhouse. But that's, like, the only limit.
I've never been a murderer.
All right. That you know of.
You know, fun fact, one in three people are probably a murderer. I know I'm not. I know John's not.
Young kid.
No, no.
How could I do that?
No, that means you. One in three people.
Don't talk about what happened in 95.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Today, we are doing the GOAT show.
Hold on. Wait. Say it again.
Today, we are doing the GOAT show. If you don't know what the GOAT show is, it's the greatest of all time. So we're going to be going through the greatest of all time athletes, the greatest of all time songs, the greatest of all time musicians, the greatest of all time playground equipment, sure.
Yeah.
You know, just the greatest of all times, general. Greatest of all time sodas. That's a good
one. You're telling them.
Mm-hmm.
So, without further ado, let's start it off with something that everybody has in common,
right.
And that is food.
Ah.
We have many differences when it comes to food, too, though.
So yeah.
I'm curious to hear your guys' answers for the greatest of all time.
Greatest food. Of all time food?
Mm-hmm.
Pizza.
Same.
Everyone loves pizza.
Damn.
Yeah, pizza's the best.
Everyone in the world loves pizza. You can't tell me there isn't a single person in the world that hasn't eaten pizza and be like, yo, I've really enjoyed pizza. How many times do you know when you go to a party, what do they get majority of the time?
Pizza. That's true.
Yeah,
I think the GOAT, though, is a sandwich.
Sandwiches are mid.
Because a sandwich could be a burger, it could be a sub, it could be a peanut butter jelly.
No, because a burger and a sandwich are two different things. People consider a burger and a sandwich are two different things. You don't call a burger a sandwich.
A burger is a sandwich, but a sandwich isn't a burger.
What?
A burger is a sandwich, but a sandwich is not a burger. That is true.
So, this is the type of conversations we have here at Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live, 90.7 FM. And another one to start us off.
All right.
And then I'm going to see if you guys can come up with any. I have a bunch okay. to go if you can't, though. So we're chilling either way.
Got you.
Greatest of all time video game.
I already have mine.
Go for it.
What's yours?
It's only played on VR and PC. It's called Gorilla Tag.
Oh, that game?
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's funny. If you actually spend some time at Clubhouse, the drop-in center, community center type place, you will see John playing VR. Bro is like...
Yes, you will.
I mean, that's what VR is, his own little world.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we also balance it out with some healthy activities such as sports.
No. You want to know what mine is?
Yes.
All right.
I know mine.
The Veg video game? Wait.
The greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time?
I gotta say Minecraft.
No.
Minecraft isn't mid,
but I'm not saying it's the best.
Yeah.
You wanna know what I'm saying the best?
You're gonna say Dragon Ball game.
Tenkaichi.
I called it. Speaking of, the newest Tenkaichi is coming out, and we're just going to do the greatest of all time author.
Or?
Akira Toriyama.
It's either that or I'm saying, like, dang, I played a lot of games in my life.
Minecraft is just so versatile. That's the thing. You got mini games. You got a long-term survival world. You got a competitive edge.
I'm gonna say FNAF.
That's valid.
Yeah. FNAF. It's probably tier two for me.
FNAF stands for Five Nights at Freddy's for anyone uneducated. It's not an education. It's video games. I'm not gamers. It's not like video games required. 2,000 IQ.
Let's see. The greatest
of all time YouTuber.
Ooh, Corey Kenshin.
That's valid. I want to hear what John says. I bet he's going to say a Gorilla Tag YouTuber.
No one's talking Corey Kenshin. Sorry. It's between like three.
Also, would you like to explain Gorilla Tag?
That's a fact.
Sure. Gorilla Tag is a game about gorillas, as you can tell. And you walk with no legs, just arms, and you're supposed to tag people. You can go into competitive lobbies, mini games, and default lobbies.
Okay.
And the game modes, Infection, Casual, Hunt, and Paint Brawl. They're soon adding another game mode.
Ooh, do you know what mode, or is it a mystery?
Mystery. Everyone says it's Capture the Flag.
Ooh, Capture the Flag would be an interesting game mode. That's a lot of games have that.
When you guys said mystery, I thought of Murder Mystery, and I was like, there's a new game mode, and it's Murder Mystery?
That would be a good game mode. Murder Mystery. Honestly, there was a huge Murder Mystery thing back in, like, 2020.
Roblox.
With, like, Among Us and...
Roblox.
Roblox was the OG Among Us.
But my favorite YouTuber... It's probably going to have to be... Let's think.
I think I know who I'm going to pick.
Jamie and Curly's the go, but I have to pick
Kanon. I feel like I have to pick Kanon.
And what content does he make?
Gorilla Tag.
I knew it. I called it.
They're only three, for real.
So, and mine... I was going to say, just because he did retire recently, and he...
MatPat. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was going to be those... My three was going to be... It's either between Corey, MatPat, or Belize.
That's valid.
Anything else?
Wrong. What about Markiplier or Jacksepticeye? They're up there.
You're right.
Matter of fact, I might have to switch.
What you going to switch to?
FGTV.
I don't know what that is.
I have 13 million subs.
What?
We're living under a rock.
What is it?
FGTEEV.
FGTEEV. Oh. Okay, let's see.
They have 13 mil.
This is cool.
13? They have like 23 mil.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow. I know who these guys are.
That's a fair pick for your generation. It's cool seeing the intergenerational preferences between video games, you know, because video games haven't been around forever, but they've been around for a longer time now than before. So it's cool seeing how different generations pick different stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're a bit of an older gamer, like, come on down. Tell us how video games were in the past, and you could talk about it. We could compare it of our generation, and we got John here. We can compare it to his generation.
Yeah.
And it'll be a great time. And we are Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And you heard me right. You can come on and be on radio. We are located 455 Main Street. We're open from 2 to 7 p.m. And if you don't know, like, what we are, we're just the best place in town, pretty much. Like, legally, I can say that.
Legally.
Sure.
They are the best.
We have food. We have sports. We have a basketball court out back. We go to the YMCA. No, we got to play that.
He grew up with what?
We got to play the YMCA.
Yeah, for the next song.
Yeah, I got you on one of these songs.
But we go to the YMCA so we can get a workout in. Yeah. We do field trips. And we are funded by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. A drop-in center is pretty much a community center, but we can help you if you're going through some stuff. And, yeah. Continuing with the greatest of all time.
We grew up with whoever that is. We grew up with Jack and Mark
And
Corey. And now they're all old, and they're all hitting their, like, 30s.
Dan TDM.
Oh, Dan TDM's a dad.
Bro, did you see Dan TDM saying goodbye?
Yeah.
Or not saying goodbye, but like saying, you're not kids anymore.
Yeah. I've seen all those compilations. I think we played it before. It's really saddening.
Yeah.
But anyways, you wanna know what's also is crazy thinking about it? What's it called?
We got John beatboxing.
What's also crazy is thinking about how Dan, I think, started YouTube and he was like early 20s, like 19.
I think he was like a kid.
He was our age. Like, he was like our age. And it's crazy to think about how, like,
what is a legacy?
Corey, Mark, Jack.
To quote a very good piece of media. What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden that you'll never get to see.
That's deep.
Yeah.
No.
So, did that being said, is going to be uplifted by some village people. We are a village. This is literally perfect. and the best part in the village is us. Clubhouse. Catskill Clubhouse, to be specific, but there's many around. We got the Hudson Clubhouse, which I'm not sure where that's at right now.
I don't remember the exact address.
I've been there before.
But I have also.
Yeah.
But
which clubhouse do you like better?
It has a Hudson one.
You can't choose.
Because I barely go to the Hudson one.
That's fair. Okay.
And even if I went to the Hudson one more, I would still like it here because you have a basketball court.
W.
And you also have
Don't talk Hudson Clubhouse.
Mostly everything you want, really.
This kid is
You can have oranges, bananas.
No, I want bananas.
I almost finished all the oranges, probably.
We have all the oranges and bananas and juice box and cookies that you can have.
Told you.
Where's the juice boxes?
Honestly, we should get juice boxes.
Yeah.
Guys, I have pool here. Listen, if you see juice boxes at the clubhouse, you gotta thank me. I got pool here.
Yeah. we have priority. Come on now, silly Billy.
But we are gonna take a little break to play you some YMCA today.
Yourself off the ground, I said, young man. sea, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Hi, welcome. I am sorry, I had to pause that for a little minute because, you know, I had to switch over and do some things and yeah and stuff. But other than that, I am back and I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I beg you. But anyways, yeah, we're back.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah! No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah! We will not let you go.
will not let you go. Will not let you go.
Never.
Will not let you go.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Dance on the floor and round.
I can't be without you. Can we bring yesterday back around? 'Cause I know how I feel about you now. I was dumb, I was wrong, I let you down, I let you down. But I know how I feel about you now. Can we bring yesterday back around? 'Cause I know
I've been fighting with thoughts and temptations. I'm not good at holding conversations. Baby, with me, baby, please just be patient. Once you're here, I don't want my bed vacant. Every night we've been fighting, loving. I don't know if I hate this, loving. Don't wanna keep going, but don't wanna cut it. In a predicament, but won't discuss it. No.
You say you love me, but I know you hate me. I never wanna face me.
And I said you were the one that was crazy. I should've had better judgment, I was lazy. No, I set a record level on my vacay. I should've known that you were trouble when you made me say that I love you so much, I don't want you to leave. And then you were the one that was pulling my strings. And then you went and ripped my heart up into pieces. I never thought it would reach this.
You say you love me, but I know you hate me.
I never wanna face me.
I'm
off the deep end.
Nothing ever makes sense.
Watch you walk out my life and it ain't been the same sense.
Put it in first sense.
I was playing the offense, but now I'm on defense.
And once you leave, there's no coming back. I don't wanna see your face, and on top of that, I don't want you on my phone, no, I'm not texting back. I know no matter what you do, that you'll come running back. And don't try to backtrack, as you said. 'Cause to me in my head, you're already dead. So I'm gonna let you rest in peace. Hopefully this will end the misery.
Hey guys, welcome to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM WGXC Accra Catskill Hudson.
Yeah, and today I'm your host DJ Cola, and I am joined with now the pain.
Oh, DJ Sean Muddy.
That's crazy.
And DJ.
That's crazy.
He
that's
robbed me.
Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and somebody took our microphone. No, this is crazy.
No,
here we
just
go.
Fell. Don't like that. But like we're all saying.
Welcome, everybody. We are chilling, we are living, and we are the Clubhouse.
And again,
what the Clubhouse is, oh yeah, we are on
90.7 FM,
WGXC, Acre Catskill, and Hudson. And I'm your host, DJ Cola. I am joined with
DJ Sean Muddy.
And DJ JJ.
A.K.A.
DJ
Munchalot.
Yeah.
W.
Munchalot.
DJ Munchalot.
Yo.
Because he be snacking all the time.
Yo, you want to know what I hear right now? What it sounds like to me? You know when you're watching a YouTube video and it cuts out and it's like.
Oh, God.
That's how I sound. I just keep.
But Rose mic sounds like it's like a YouTube video.
Oh my god. It's glitching.
It's glitching.
It's glitching.
We can share our microphone because Clubhouse is all about sharing. We have a bunch of food available to the public. kitchen shuts down a little bit before we close, just so we can close the kitchen, and then we don't gotta go in and clean up at 80 different times because people can't read the kitchen is closed sign.
Hey, I mean, okay, look, I'll be honest.
My mic's fixed.
Look, I read it. I was hungry, okay? I'm sorry.
Not you. You clean up after yourself.
Who cleans up after herself?
That's what I'm saying. John.
No. We have so many songs. Oh. Don't mind me. I'm
speaking of songs, who do you think is the greatest of all time musician?
David.
This is hard decision for me.
That's a bull face.
I think it's either between Freddie Mercury and Prince, or
I'm gonna say MJ.
He's definitely up there. Freddie Mercury, Prince, or Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix. God, he was just a legend.
Right, I have two of them, but I have to think of which.
Name them both, and let's hear your thought process. Decide which one's better.
J-Man Curly, Gorilla Tag YouTuber. Another one is a Gorilla Tag YouTuber. His name's Elliot.
They make songs?
J-Man Curly made a song, but Elliot's like a very, very good singer.
Oh, nice.
So I might have to pick Elliot because he sings one of my favorite songs. He sings Someone You Loved.
Nice. And we hope we play one of your favorite songs.
Weird.
Clubhouse Radio. And as of right now, it is...
6:49.
And we got 10 minutes left to discuss the greatest of all time things. Greatest of all time fast food.
Yes.
Like restaurants?
Yep, fast food restaurant. So not like anything fancy.
Burger King. Between Burger King.
Bro hit that like he was like dying. Like he was gasping for air. He said, Burger King.
Either Burger King.
Bro sounds like a robot.
McDonald's. Oh my goodness.
Bro loves fast food.
Burger King. I mean, me too. McDonald's. Dunkin'. Oh. Or Taco Bell.
I gotta say Dunkin'.
Between those four.
Actually, maybe Chick-fil-A.
That's valid. I've never
Chick-fil-A,
had
Chipotle.
I know Taco Bell is very good.
I'll say Wendy's.
Even though.
Honestly, once you have Chipotle, you'll never look back at Taco Bell the same. And I stand
For
on
real.
That. I stand
For
on
real.
That.
That's
you,
actually.
You have I don't like. I don't if like
you,
Chipotle.
If you have Chipotle, you'll never look at Taco Bell the same, and you'll never look at the quality of the tacos the same.
So, John, what was your pick?
Oh my gosh. It's between Burger King. It's between Burger King or McDonald's and Taco Bell.
Okay.
Which mascot would win
between
in a fight?
Those?
Which mascot would win in a fight?
Oh.
Burger King, either
yeah,
or.
Yeah, Burger King would win. McDonald's is Burger King's jester.
But
I don't know. I think Five Guys. That's Five Guys.
That's I'm going true. To have to pick Burger King because
actually that's my
the
answer. Five Guys because Five Guys be slapping. I only said Dunkin' because
I
don't
I
like Dunkin' every day.
I don't like Five Guys. What? Five Guys make me sick.
Dun dun dun.
Burger King is sin. So I'm
that's a good pick. Since we're on the topic of unhealthy food, let's talk about soda. Everything's okay in moderation.
You may want him to talk in your mic.
Yeah,
I turned it off already.
You can share one.
Alright, one of my favorite sodas...
No, you gotta pick the GOAT soda. The greatest of all time.
The GOAT?
Sprite.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was
It's Sprite.
Say.
What?
It's not Dr. Pepper.
I just
Sorry.
Get, I always get Sprite.
It's not. It's not.
I either get any fast food restaurant.
Sprite or Coke. It's Sprite or Coke.
Sprite, yeah. It's
or Coke.
Sprite or Coke.
See, Dr. Pepper is not a top
Coca-Cola, tier. By the way.
Dr.
Pepper is not really up there. He's okay. Like he's one of the like if I can't have
when
a
all
Coke,
y'all
I'll
get
go for
sick
a Dr.
because
Pepper.
You're drinking too much soda. You're gonna need a doctor. That's all I'm
like,
saying.
Like
you don't get a 104-year-old grandma from living off of Sprite. You seen that 104-year-old grandma living off of Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Yep. We should play that.
But nah, like,
I love
like,
making my
honestly,
sound engineer do his job.
Honestly, Kick Rocks. But come on, don't do me like this.
Yeah,
you got.
If I have to look up things.
So. Dr. Pepper, is like one of the off-brand Coca-Colas.
Blasphemy.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
Blasphemy.
And, I would rather, drink Coca-Cola than Sprite, but Sprite's something I have daily.
Greatest of all time snack. Not a meal.
Ooh,
not food, but like a snack, like a bag of chips, some cookies.
Chips!
Okay, that's too broad, my homie. You gotta narrow it down. What's your favorite chips?
Favorite chips. Hot Cheetos.
Talk to him.
Hot Cheetos is a valid pick. You know, that's at least half of the population.
Okay, underrated, but I've been doing this here for years. My friends think I'm crazy. It's really hot Cheetos and bacon and cheese. And a brisk. But it has to be like that one. It has to be this one.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. These are busting.
Nah, you know what you gotta do?
What?
You need Arizona, the green tea. Get Mike's lemonade, like, you know, the Minute Maid.
Yeah.
Get Minute Maid lemonade. Pour half Minute Maid lemonade. Get Arizona sweet tea or green tea. Pour half of that in.
But Arizona green tea tastes nasty.
Then get the sweet tea.
Okay.
Sweet tea. Put half sweet tea of that and then half of the Minute Maid lemonade.
That's fair.
That's a good drink. You gotta try that. So,
what
we are going to do the greatest of all time athlete.
LeBron or Kobe? Probably Kobe. Actually, no, LeBron.
Bro's hitting the... He's having trouble picking. Bro's hitting the, let me get a, You know...
W transition.
I feel like...
Chat.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna have to use the bathroom.
Okay. Bro said, I am picking.
Hold this down. Wait, actually, no, wait, stay here. Stay here, wait. Wait. You stay here. I'll be back.
One last right on. Time so, everybody... I feel like John is gonna pick. I mean, legend. Yeah, legend works. Football legend.
Looking over your body, telling you who to give me
a football one.
Yes, it is football. Stay it is right football. The one I am picking is try to guess. No, you try to guess.
I don't know.
Guess who? Who's one of the goats in football?
Like football?
Yeah, football.
I don't know. I don't do so much. I was asking for you guys.
One of them is Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, that's
and
a good
one. And another is Mac
that's
Jones.
A good pick for sure.
Tom Brady and Mac Jones. But
nice.
If I had to pick one, mine would probably have to be. This is hard.
I think since Shaw picked basketball and you picked football, I'll pick soccer and say Ronaldo.
Oh yeah.
Just
yeah.
To even it out. Because I don't do sports.
It has to be. Yeah. Yeah, they can hear you the best.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, great way to spend time. And we have sports here at Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Castro, and Hudson. And we will be right back after a song. Actually, no, we won't be right back.
Really?
We're going to be transitioning to the next show. Whatever show we have
next. Our
next
show?
Yeah. Well, not our next show, WGXC. So I guess this is going to be our closing a little bit. WGXC, thank you so much for platforming. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I fixed it right.
He was messing with the soundboard. Oh, no. It's okay. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Thank you, WGXC, for platforming us. Center,
what
drop
was that?
For Clubhouse, 45
what
Main Street,
that?
7 p.m. And, yeah, you can drop on by. We have food. We have sports. We have a bunch of activities. And WGXC is a community radio station. If you're walking around town, you'll see in a bunch of windows a bunch of WGXC stickers because a bunch of shows have WGXC to support them. And that's pretty much it. Clubhouse and WGXC are what makes us us. And we will see you guys later.
I know what you also see. You'll also see DJ Sean Money just rounding around and eating food.
So true. And DJ Munch a lot eating food.
Yeah.
Brody loves food. I mean, I love food, too.
Yeah,
see
yeah.
See you guys later.
I hope you enjoyed.
If you don't love food, you're just weird.
I hope you enjoyed our special guest.
DJ JJ. Slash DJ Munch a lot.
You're okay with telling your age, right? You said it before, right?
Yeah. And my age is, 9. And my real name.
We're not gonna let kids dox themselves, okay? But we just wanted to highlight the fact that youth comes on our show and we're a place for the youth. Yeah.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old.